continue their quest to become the first team to 20 wins in the Florida State League. Josh Sperber here with you as Caden Hediger starts off tonight, grounding the first pitch foul down the first base line. Caden Hediger leading things off for the Threshers, hitting 146 on the season with a homer and six RBIs, but he's been able to walk at a relatively high rate so far has Hediger. Now the 0-1, breaking ball low and in, and the count is 1-1. Hediger going up against Tommy Kahnle, the New York Yankee, one of three rehabbers in today's contest for the Tarpons. Kahnle likely to just go this first inning in his first pitching action in a competitive game this season as he takes a breaking ball inside to Hediger to bring the count to 0-2. Cade Smith, the expected piggyback starter, when he comes in, though, is uncertain, but I am certain that he will be in the game today. 1-2 the count. Now here's Kahnle. This one hit on the ground towards first base, picked up by Hasso. He'll flip to Kahnle, who runs into the first base bag, tags it for the first out. So leadoff man is down for the Threshers as a switch hitting catcher Caden Hediger is out at first base. And let's take a look at the lineup for the Clearwater Threshers. Caden Hediger, the leadoff man. Now Aiden Miller going against Tommy Kahnle in the two spot. TJ Walton batting third for the third straight game. And Jordan Viers out in left hitting cleanup. One out in the first pitch to Miller, a fastball outside that hits the backstop. And it's 1-0. After the cleanup man, Viers, Devin Saltabon returns to the five spot. Jared Thomas, the rehabbing catcher from Jersey Shore, is hitting sixth. And Raylan Heredia will bat seventh. First for his next pitch to Miller, 1-0 is outside, and it's 2-0. Raylan Heredia hitting seventh. Nico Puaca-Grego hitting eighth. And Dakota Katowski hitting ninth for the Clearwater Threshers. 2-0 count to Miller. And Kahnle deals. Swing and a miss on the slider, and it's a two-ball, one-strike count to Aiden Miller. A 310 average on the season so far for the Threshers. Tied for third on the team with nine RBIs and tied for the team lead with two home runs. The 2-1. Breaking ball, missing up. No, that's an in for a strike, and it's a 2-2 count to Miller. That one up in the zone. And called a strike by the home plate umpire. Zach Hovick calling balls and strikes with Larry Pettis on the bases for today's umpire crew. 2-2 count now to Miller. Swing and a miss. And there's strike three. Tag for safety applied by Tomas Frick, the catcher for the Tampa Tarpons. And will set the defense for the Tarpons as T.J. Walton comes up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. As I just mentioned, Tomas Frick, the battery mate of Tommy Kahnle. Two outs so far in the first for him. Dylan Hasso over at first base. Roderick Arias at second. Oswald Peraza, another rehabber, out at short as Walton swings and misses at a slider to make it 0-1. And Hans Montero is over at third base. In the outfield for Tampa, Taylor Aguilar in left, Willie Montero in center, and Kobe Morales in right field. Walton swinging a miss on another breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Tommy Kahnle, a storied major league career, began his minor league career in Tampa. And he's bounced around a couple of teams in the majors, including the Mets and the Rockies, as he gets Walton a swing and miss on a fastball, a three-pitch K to end the first inning, 1-2-3. If that's the night for Kahnle, he retired three batters in order, no hits, two strikeouts, and now the Tarpons come up to the bottom half of the first inning in a scoreless tie.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Luke Russo getting the start for the Threshers. First time he's pitched on not a Tuesday for Clearwater. Starting off Roderick Arias with ball number one. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning as Russo quickly into the 1-0 pitch. Slider in there for a called strike. Count evens at one ball and one strike. Russo coming in, a 1-0 record for him on the season. 2.50 ERA. Over four starts in the month of April. Now the 1-1 to Arias, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Five-pitch mix for Russo, fastball that sits in the mid-90s, sinker, changeup, curve, and a slider, making his first appearance against the Tarpons in his first pro season. 1-2 pitch, bounced foul, and that keeps the count at one ball and two strikes. Coming off of a start where he allowed three runs in four innings against Lakeland, with five strikeouts, bringing him 25 on the season compared to 11 walks. 1-2 the pitch to Arias, and it's a curveball in for a 2-2 count. Arias at second base today, leading things off for the Tarpons after Tommy Kainley pitched the Threshers into a 1-2-3 first inning. Now the 2-2 from Russo. Arias bounces it off the netting behind home plate. Two balls and two strikes the count. Josh Sperber here on the Threshers Broadcast Network for game three of this six-game set between the Threshers and the Tampa Tarpons. Russo winds, kicks, and deals the 2-2. Breaking ball just missing on the outside corner, and the count is full at three balls and two strikes. Arias was moved around the lineup yesterday. Hit third with three walks in yesterday's game as he hits this one high in the air out to center field. It's Walton who steps underneath it to make the catch for the first out of the first inning. So the leadoff hitter, Roderick Arias, flies out to center field to start the game. And now let's take a look at the rest of the Tarpons roster as Oswald Peraza, major league rehabber from the Yankees, steps in for his second start with Tampa in as many days. Tyler Hardman, another rehab assignment, batting on deck. Curveball missing inside to Peraza. It's a 1-0 count. Dylan Hasso, the cleanup man after the DH Tyler Hardman rehabbing from Somerset, hits third. Willie Montero bats fifth, and Hans Montero bats sixth as Peraza swings and misses over the top of another curve, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. Kobe Morales, the seven hitter for Tampa. Tomas Frick batting eighth, and Taylor Aguilar is the number nine hitter for the Tarpons. 1-1-2 Peraza, breaking ball, missing low and in, and it's a 2-1 count to a guy who was one of the guys considered for the next shortstop spot for the Yankees. Anthony Volpe ended up winning that job last year, but Peraza was certainly a name known to many Yankees fans as that one is bounced off the concourse in right field. Two balls and two strikes the count. Peraza, a Venezuelan native, had a home run and went 2-for-3 in yesterday's game as the DH in the opening game of the series, helping the Tarpons to an 8-2 win. Now he faces the 2-2 from Russo, and that breaking ball gets away from the catcher Jared Thomas to fill up the count at three balls and two strikes. So a full count to Peraza. Payoff pitch coming from Russo with the bases empty, and nobody on base. Payoff pitch, and that looked like it was on the outside edge. Peraza goes around, and Luke Russo just struck out a major leaguer for his 26th K of the year. First strikeout of the day, two gone in the first inning for the Tarpons. And another rehab assignment, Tyler Hardman comes to the plate. Now let's set the defense for the Clearwater Threshers. Luke Russo tossing to the catcher, Jared Thomas, who's rehabbing from Jersey Shore, one of two Threshers rehab assignments. First pitch to Hardman, grounded foul, bouncing into the Threshers dugout on the third base side. Dakota Gutowski's at first base for Clearwater. Devin Saltabon in his customary position at second. Aiden Miller at short. And Nico Poaca-Grego is the Threshers' third baseman. We'll give you the outfield after the 0-1 from Russo. Fastball cut on and missed, and it's a 0-2 count to Tyler Hardman. In the outfield for the Threshers, Jordan Byers in left, TJ Walton in center, and Raylan Heredia out in right field. Nothing a two count to Hardman, who takes a quick timeout, taps the bat on his feet to keep himself loose, and now steps back in the right-handed batter's box. 0-2 count from Russo. Two outs here in the bottom of the first, and Russo deals. 0-2 pitch, hit in the air, out to center field. Walton sprinting back towards left center. That's going to be over his head. Ball rolls all the way to the wall in left center field, where Hardman will stop at second with a two-out double. Breaking ball just enough over the zone for the double-A hitter to get it. And a man in scoring position now with two outs for the Tarpons. That'll bring up Dylan Hasso, the first baseman and RBI leader on the Tarpons. 20 ribbies on the season for Dylan. And he added two more in game one of the doubleheader last night as Jared Thomas now comes out to have a quick chat with Luke Russo. It's Tyler Hardman on second base. Dylan Hasso at the plate with two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. First hit of the game, that two-out double by Hardman. And now the Mexican international Dylan Hasso steps up to the plate, hitting 277 with four homers and 20 RBIs. Now the pitch. Fastball just missing upstairs. It's a 1-0 count to Hasso. Three of his four home runs came last week, including two in the same game toward the end of last week's series for Tampa. And it earned him a Florida State League Player of the Week nod. 1-0. Slider just falls out of the zone, and it's 2-0. Two outs and a man on second. 2-0 the count to Hasso in a scoreless bottom of the first inning here at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. So 2-0 the count. The pitch from Russo. Hard ground ball just past the glove of Poaca-Grego into left field. Hardman's going to score. Hasso will be held up at first base with an RBI single, and that ball was just crushed over to third base. Really difficult play for Poaca-Grego. And for the second time this series, the Tarpons take the early lead, 1-0 in the first inning. And that'll bring up the first of two Monteros, though they're not related. They bat back-to-back as Willie Montero comes up with a man on first, two outs, and a run across in the bottom of the first inning. A balk called on Luke Russo, and that's going to advance Hasso to second base. And the first pitch will not count to Willie Montero. So Hasso now on second with two outs to Willie Montero. Russo sets for the first pitch of the at-bat in the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals. Fastball bounced back up the middle to the second baseman, Saltabon. He collects the ball in his glove, sends it to first in time, and that ends the first inning. So a two-out mini rally for the Tarpons puts a run on the board. One run coming on two hits, no errors, and one man left. 1-0 lead for the Tarpons against the Threshers as we head to the second on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be...
Jordan Fires fouling off the first pitch of the second inning against Cade Smith, the regular starter for the Tampa Tarpons, who starts off Fires with an 0-1 count. Fires launches this one, high and foul down the left field line, and it's a quick 0-2 count to the Threshers cleanup man. Seven game on base streak for Fires as Cade Smith replaces Tommy Canely. Two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 first inning for the New York Yankee. 0-2 to Fires, fastball upstairs, and it's a 1-2 count. Fires, playing in his second game of the series, had a double and a run scored in the three-run third inning of second inning of yesterday's game to extend his on-base streak to seven games. He hits a hard ground ball over to first base, and Hasso flips it to the pitcher Smith, and the second inning starts out just like the first, a 3-1 ground out on a 1-2 count to first batter in the inning. That'll bring up Devin Saltabon, the Hawaiian native, who is starting the third game of the series, one of a small handful of Threshers who played both games in the doubleheader. Saltabon and TJ Walton each playing both games in the twin bill. As Saltabon takes a called strike, 0-1 the count to Threshers second baseman. Avery Owusu-Asiedu also played both games in the doubleheader, as did Trent Farquhar, though both of them are not in the lineup tonight. One ball, one strike, the count to Saltabon. Nobody on base, and nor has there been a base runner for the Threshers to this point, with just one out in the top of the second inning. 1-0 lead for the Tarpons as Smith deals. Saltabon pops it up foul behind home plate. And a count now 1-2. So Cade Smith sets from the stretch as Saltabon calls a timeout. Smith, a 2.08 ERA on the season. He was initially supposed to start tonight, but Tommy Canely got the first inning. Breaking ball, called strike three on the outside corner, and Saltabon called for strike three for the second out in the second inning. That'll bring up Jared Thomas, the catcher on a rehab assignment, who only played three games for the Threshers last year before he was selected to go up to Jersey Shore. Started the season on the injured list and has played a couple of games for the Threshers so far. Two games in Lakeland, went 4-for-8, and this one hit in the air out to left center field. Montero on the run. He makes the catch for a final out in the second inning. So another 1-2-3 inning for the Threshers, and the Threshers' first six have gone down in order. They trail 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the second inning here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit thrushersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Bay Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at thrushersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
One oh count to start off the bottom of the second inning, and Hans Montero lifts the 1-0 pitch deep out to center field. Walton sprinting back, and that ball is going to bounce over his head and over the wall for a ground rule double. So two doubles make up the first three hits for Tampa. This one of the ground rule variety. Hans Montero really got a hold of this one. And two big extra base hits given up by Russo. First double of the year for Hans Montero and Colby Morales. First baseman yesterday, right fielder today will step up to the plate. Lefty hitter against the righty pitcher with the leadoff man on second base. Three hits and one run for Tampa. Threshers without a number on the scoreboard. Fastball missing up and away, and it's a 1-0 count to Colby Morales to start off his at-bat. He was the first baseman in both games, went 2-for-3 with an RBI single in game one of the doubleheader, and then walked and struck out twice for an 0-for-2 game two. Breaking ball in on the outside edge to even the count at 1 to Morales, left-handed hitter out of Downey, California. 6'3", 225 pounds with 18 RBIs, good for second on the Tarpons. The breaking ball missing outside, and the curveball makes it 2-1 on Colby Morales. So a 2-1 count now. Russo focusing most of his attention on the man at the plate. 8 on the pitch clock as he deals. 2-1, sliced high in the air, but foul over the Threshers' dugout on the third base side, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 3 hits allowed through the first inning and change so far for Russo. Threshers trailing by 1 here in the top of the second. Now the 2-2. Hit in the air out to center field. Walton charging in towards left center, and he lets it bounce in front of him for a base hit. Rifles a throw to third, but not in time, as Montero able to get there ahead of the throw from Walton. That was a tough play to judge, just right in no man's land in between left and center field. And that moves Hans Montero to third. Runners on the corners with no one out to start off the second inning. 4 hits already for Tampa, starting off this game much like they started off yesterday's game. So Tomas Frick, the catcher, up at the dish for the Tarpons. And now Frick with a big chance with two runners on and nobody aboard. Swing and a miss on the slider. It's an 0-1 count from Russo, who has now given up 4 hits today. 0-1 the count to Frick. Montero, Hans Montero on third, and Colby Morales on first. I'm going to have to get used to saying the first name of each Montero player as the curveball hits the outside corner for a called strike two. Russo looking for his second K of the day. Would certainly help stop a double play from still allowing a run. 0-2. 2-2, wave and a whiff, strike 3, and that is exactly what Luke Russo needed. Sinking fastball on the outside edge, and Frick goes down swinging for the second punch out of the afternoon for Luke Russo. And that will bring up Taylor Aguilar, one of the small handful of Tarpons who were here in 2023 as well. As the left-handed hitter fouls off a breaking ball to bring the count to 0-1. Aguilar, kind of a fourth outfielder for Tampa last year, able to play just about anywhere in the outfield. And this year getting a lot more regular starts with Tampa. Now up with runners on the corners and one out in the second inning. Now the 0-1, runner thought about it. Aguilar swings and misses, and it's an 0-2 count. Kobe Morales was looking for a second like he was going to try and steal the second base back. But Morales remaining on first in an 0-2 count to Hans Montero. To Taylor Aguilar, excuse me. He takes a timeout as Morales, 6 steals in 7 attempts on the 2024 season so far. 0-2 now to Aguilar, and a pickoff attempt unsuccessful at first base. Katowski makes the squeeze off the bag. No tag applied to Kobe Morales. So a nothing and two count to Aguilar. And now Russo deals. Off goes the runner, and the throw is held up by Thomas. So Morales gets his 7th stolen base of the season. He got a great jump, and Thomas fumbled the transfer, so didn't want to risk a potential double steal with Hans Montero on third. So now the double play is off the table, and it's a 1-2 count to Aguilar. The pitch, curveball, swung on and missed, and that's strike 3. 2 massive strikeouts back-to-back from Luke Russo. 3 on the night and 2 outs in the second inning to bring up Rodrick Arias. And Rodrick flied out to center field in his first at bat. Easy play for TJ Walton, making his second start in center field this series, as first pitch inside for ball 1 to Rodrick Arias. Arias, 192 hitter with 2 homers and 10 RBIs on the season, drawing a lot of walks. So that's why Jeff Cooper put him in the leadoff spot for Tampa. Breaking ball missed outside, and it's a 1-1 count. Signed out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic in 2022 as an undrafted free agent. 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a called strike 2, and the slider just came from out of the zone into the upper corner. Nice pitch by Russo to freeze Aria. So a 1-2 count to the switch-hitting second baseman. 2 on and 2 gone. Russo looking to shut the door here. The 1-2, fastball missing upstairs, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1-0 lead for the Tarpons. They have 2 hits in each of the first 2 innings. A double and a single, but one run has come across. Russo aiming to keep it that way. 2 balls, 2 strikes the count. The pitch, cut on and missed. And no, he got a piece of it. Looked like he didn't touch it, but just got a piece of the bat on the baseball for a foul tip that did not end up in Jared Thomas's glove. So the at-bat continues at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Russo has now thrown 40 pitches, 26 over the plate for strikes. 2-2 again. Breaking ball low, and that's blocked well by Thomas to fill up the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So a full count. Runners will stay put. Hans Montero on third. Kobe Morales on second base after his 7th steal of the season. So 3 balls, 2 strikes the count. 2 on, 2 outs, and a 1-0 lead for the Tarpons here in the second. Payoff pitch, breaking ball. That misses inside. 4-4 to load the bases. First walk of the afternoon for Luke Russo, and now Oswald Peraza will come up in the second at-bat of today's rehab assignment for the New York Yankee. Peraza struck out in his first at-bat, and now Gustavo Armas will come have a chat with Luke Russo while the mound visit occurs with the bases loaded. We'll take a look at the scores in the Phillies system. 1 final already, and Jersey Shore continuing its hot streak. seventh straight win for the Blue Claws. Samuel Aldegheri gets his third win of the season. And his teammate last year and this year, Andrew Walling, gets his first save of the season. Jersey Shore up 2-0 on the Wilmington Blue Rocks. As for the games in progress, the Reading Fightin' Phils already with a lead, 1-0 over the Hartford Yard Goats, AA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Bottom of the second inning, and 2021 Thresher Carlos De La Cruz leading off the second inning over in baseball town. Lehigh Valley also at home, but they trail Syracuse 1-0 after an inning. Peraza swings and misses at the slider, and it's a 1-0 count to the Yankees shortstop. He is rehabbing. Tommy Canely already finished his rehab assignment, and Tyler Hardman rehabbing for Somerset as well. The breaking ball missing outside, and it's a 1-1 count now to Peraza, who's 0-for-1 with a K, 2-for-4 on the series after going 2-for-3 with a walk, single, and a solo home run back in game one yesterday. He foul tips a slider into the mitt of Thomas, and the count drops to 1-2. Russo has already struck out 2 this inning, now has a loaded set of bags with Roderick Arias at first, Kobe Morales at second, and Hans Montero over at third. So the base is loaded, a 1-2 count with 2 outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Now Russo deals, slider hit on the ground towards short. Miller picks it up on the run, only plays at first base. He gets the throw in time, throws a beeline over to Katowski to leave the bases loaded for the Threshers. First two batters reach with a hit, but that's all the Tarpons get as they leave them loaded. And the Threshers keep it a 1-0 deficit after 2 innings.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the third inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Canely, a 1-2-3 inning for Cade Smith in the first two frames. And now Raylan Heredia looks to start a rally for the Threshers as the 20-year-old outfielder trying to put Clearwater on the board, down 1-0 here in the top of the third inning. No hitter through the first two innings for the Tarpons, and Cade Smith sends a slider to the outside corner for a called strike one to Heredia. Raylan Heredia, 4-game hit streak, 5-for-15 since coming off the injured list on the 1st of May, including a solo home run in Lakeland. 0-2 now as he swings and misses at the slider to drop the count down. He had a 5-game hit streak last year, a couple of 8-game hit streaks in the FCL, and he is looking to tie his mark for longest hit streak as a Thresher. 4-for-13 with a home run in the last series against Lakeland. This one, a slow roller foul, as that one must have hit off the plate. One for two with a walk and a run. All but one of his five hits have been singles over the course of this 4-game hit streak. And now the 0-2. Way outside on the slider. 1-2 is the count. Heredia ranked as the number 20 prospect for the Threshers, according to MLB Pipeline. As this one called strike 3 on the outside corner. Heredia down on strikes for the first out of the third inning. And Cade Smith has his second strikeout of the day, fourth overall for Tarpons pitching. Now Nico Puaca-Grego up to the plate, who's really put it all together over the last couple of games at the dish as he takes a fastball on the outside edge for a called strike one. Puaca-Grego, 19 years old, has reached base in the last seven games. 2-for-3 with a ribby in game two yesterday. 10 for his last 22 over his on-base streak as he takes a fastball low to even the count of 1-1. No hitter through the first 2 1/3 innings now for the Tarpons. Puaca-Grego will be followed by Dakota Katowski after this at-bat as he ropes one down the left field line, and that's fair for a base hit. First hit of the game for the Threshers. Looks like extra bases for Puaca-Grego as he stands up at second with an opposite field double, and that has become a trademark of his. He had two opposite field doubles against Lakeland and now has four over his eight-game on-base streak. First hit of the day for Clearwater. And eight straight games reaching base for Nico Puaca-Grego. Now the tying run is in scoring position for Dakota Katowski, who's put together a nice run of games as well. 6 for his last 14 since the start of May, with the team leading 4 RBIs over that time to bring him up to a tie with Keaton Anthony in second with 10 ribbies on the year as he swings and misses for strike number one. Katowski on this season has one home run and those 10 RBIs, hitting 188 with an on-base percentage of 278. A big-time power hitter. Katowski takes a fastball low to make it 1-1. Undrafted out of Missouri State University and finished last season with 15 home runs and 34 RBIs in 42 games in the Florida Complex League. He was named MVP of the FCL and then was called up to the Threshers a couple days after the season ended. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. I do mean the complex season ended. That ended early August last year, and Katowski was among a host of complex league players who was called up to Clearwater, along with guys like Aiden Miller, Cam Brown, and Brandon Beckel. Now the 1-2 count to Katowski. With Puaca-Grego dancing around on second, hit back up the middle, base hit into center field. Puaca-Grego will be waved around third and will come home. Great throw coming from Willie Montero, and the throw's not in time. Nico Puaca-Grego beats the tag at home plate and ties the game up on the RBI single for Dakota Katowski. 5 ribbies over the 5-game hit streak for Dakota, and we are tied at 1 run apiece. Threshers always aggressive on those singles when there's a runner in scoring position, and they really wanted to tie that game. They did not want to waste any chances that they get. First chance of the season with a runner in scoring position, and now Caden Hediger has another shot as he takes the first pitch for a called strike. He grounded out to first in his last at-bat. Dakota Katowski advanced to second on the throw home after his 11th ribby of the season. And now Hediger awaits the 0-1. Cut on and missed over the top of a fastball, and it's 0-2. So Katowski, not a threat to steal third, though he does have a steal in two attempts this season. Facing an 0-2 count is Hediger with one out in the inning. Breaking ball over the plate. That's a called strike three. And Hediger becomes the third strikeout victim of Cade Smith. So two away now, 1-1 ball game, and the Threshers with the go-ahead run on second base in Katowski and Aiden Miller coming up to the plate to try and bring him home. He struck out against Tommy Canely and will now face the second different pitcher that he has seen today. First pitch to Miller, fastball upstairs. It's a 1-0 count as that one missed to the 19-year-old at a J.W. Mitchell High School. First rounder by the Phillies in 2023, the 27th overall pick in last year's MLB draft. 1-0. Hit on a line over the glove of the third baseman into left for a base hit. That'll be extra bases for Miller as Katowski jogs home, and it's an RBI two-bagger for Aiden Miller as the Threshers take a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the third inning, or the top of the third inning. And that was very close to being a highlight reel play from Hans Montero, who jumped up to get a high arcing line drive from Miller, but was unable to bring it down. And Miller now is in double digits with his 10th RBI of the season. He's 9 for his last 28 and has an 8-game on-base streak as T.J. Walton swings and misses on a slider to make it an 0-1 count. Walton had a 4-game hit streak ended, or sorry, a 5-game hit streak ended after game 1, where he had 2 hits and a run scored in game 1 of the doubleheader. Was hit by a pitch in game 2, so he's reached in each of the last 6 games, as that was, the fastball bounces off of Walton's bat to make it 0-2. And T.J. Walton has brought his batting average up from below 200 to around 246 over the last 6 games. 8 for his last 22 with a pair of doubles, 4 RBIs and 4 runs scored. He's even stole 2 bases in 3 attempts, where he's 4 for 7 on the season in that category. 0-2 coming now to Walton. Miller takes a lead off a second. Now the pitch way outside on the heater, and it counts 1-2. Walton has played most of his games so far in left field. Had 2 games in right in the complex league, and this series was the first time he has played in center field in his professional career. 1-2 to Walton now. Hit in the air out to deep right field. Morales going back. Skirts the warning track. And that's the third out of the inning. But T.J. Walton is down at home plate. He must have fell on the hit. But the Clearwater Threshers take the runs as Sam Myers is out on the field checking on T.J. Walton. And we'll take a break. Threshers up 2-1 heading into the bottom third.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit K9 Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
So Avery Owusu-Asiedu will replace TJ Walton in center field. Walton walked off with the help of some Threshers coaches and the head athletic trainer Samantha Myers, but it looked like he was putting even weight on both of his legs, so hopefully TJ will be all right. 0-1 the count to Tyler Hardman as the Threshers take a 2-1 lead into the bottom of the third inning. And another fastball misses outside and away from the Tarpons DH. Doubled and scored back in the first inning. 1-1 now to Hardman as the pitch hit in the air out to left field. Short run back for Viers as he makes the catch on the run for the first out in the third inning. So Avery Owusu-Asiedu in center field for Clearwater. Viers makes the first catch for the first out in the bottom of the third inning. So Dylan Hasso at the plate now for Tampa. RBI single back in the first. He takes a slider on the outside corner to make it an 0-1 count. Now the pitch. Fastball inside. It's 0-2 as Hasso frustrated with himself that he left that one go by. So 0-2 the count. Russo out ahead here in this inning. And the pitch foul down the right field line. It stays 0-2 on Hasso. So 0-2 still to Hasso with one gone in third. The pitch from Russo. Fastball missing upstairs. And that evens or makes the count 1-2. So 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike three. Tag for safety applied by Thomas, and Luke Russo sends a sweeping slider across the plate for strikeout number five. So two gone. Strikeout number four. Two gone in the third inning, and Willie Montero stepping up to the plate for the Tarpons. He takes the first pitch out to second. Tough hop for Saltabon. Bounces off his glove into the outfield, and the throw not in time on just a really strange hop to Devin Saltabon. That's going to result in the first error of the game. And no, it's not easy to call that one a hit or an error, really, because that was right at Saltabon, but it took a strange hop. It kind of rode in on Saltabon's body and made it difficult for him to glove it. He recovered quickly, but the throw was off the line, and now the tying run is on first with two outs as Hans Montero takes a slider for a called strike one. So 0-1 to Hans Montero, led off the second with a double. Another one would likely tie this game. 0-1 now to Hans Montero with Willie Montero leading off of first as Hans swings and misses at a sinker to bring the count down to 0-2. 2-1 lead for the Threshers. Three hits and an error for them. A run on four hits for the Tarpons through the first 2 2/3. 0-2. Curveball just missing outside, and it's a 1-2 count to Hans Montero. Third baseman has played in two other positions in the infield so far this series. 2-11 hitter on the year. Still searching for his first RBI as time is called by Hans Montero. Hit a ground rule double that bounced over the any desk sign out in center field next to the pitch clock. So a 1-2 count to Hans Montero with Willie on first. He goes for second, but it doesn't matter. A swing and a miss on the curve, and there's strikeout number five for Luke Russo. Only a two-out error provides a base runner that was stranded for the Tarpons, and the Threshers bring their hot bats up to the dish in the fourth, where they lead 2-1 here at Steinbrenner Field.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food.
Jordan Viers starts off the second, or the fourth, with an 0-1 count. Cade Smith still in the ballgame for the Tarpons. Threshers lead by one as Viers taps a curve foul to make it 0-2. He led off the second inning with a ground out to first. Now an 0-2 count for Viers with a seven-game on-base streak on the line on this Wednesday night. 0-2 the count to Viers now as Smith winds and deals. Swing and a miss by Viers, and that is strike number three for Cade Smith. That is strikeout number four for the Tarpons. That's K number six. One gone in the fourth inning as Viers goes down on three pitches. And now Devin Saltabon comes up to the plate, who struck out looking. First strikeout victim of Smith back in the second inning. First pitch missing. Fast ball low, and it's 1-0. One-oh pitch. Fastball upstairs. 2-0 the count to Saltabon. An RBI in each of the past two games for Devin. Played in both games of the doubleheader yesterday, finishing a combined 1-for-5 with the last RBI coming on a sac fly. This one hit in the air out to left center field. Montero inching towards left, and it's Aguilar who drifts into left center in front of Montero to make the catch for the second out. So two gone in the fourth inning. Threshers are leading 2-1 as Jared Thomas steps up to the plate, flied out on the first pitch that he saw, and he's really starting to hit his stride in his rehab stint with the Threshers. Played in four games this season for Clearwater, has hit .455, including five for his last 11 since April 27th in a three-game hit streak, as Thomas takes a fastball for ball number one. 23-year-old is Thomas, drafted out of Loyola Marymount in the 15th round of last year's draft, as he pops up a fastball foul out of play over the Threshers' dugout on the third base side for a 1-1 count. Two gone for Thomas, left-handed hitting catcher who eclipsed his home run total at Miami in the first of his two seasons at Loyola Marymount. 1-1, sliced high in the air, drifting foul. Third baseman Montero runs towards it, and he brings it back in, makes the catch next to the railing of the Threshers' dugout. And Clearwater goes down in order in the top of the fourth inning. So the Threshers get it their third 1-2-3 inning of the game, but take a 2-1 lead into the bottom of the fourth inning.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Tabs and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Luke Russo sends a slider low to Kobe Morales to start things off. 1-0 the count to the Tarpons right fielder. He singled and stole a base in the second, but was unable to come home as he swings and misses the curveball to bring the count even at 1-1. 2-1 the score. Threshers trailing by one in hits, but leading by one in runs. 3 hits to the Tarpons, 4 in a 2-1 lead. Morales ropes one right to the second baseman, Saltabon, who leans back to make the catch on the liner. And that is the first out of the fourth inning.
Now batting, the catcher number 2, Obasa Frisch.
That'll bring up Tomas Frick, and he sends the first pitch over to third base, picked on a hop by Pawaka Grego. Long throw to first, and a stretch from Katowski to make the squeeze, and back-to-back pitches get back-to-back out. So far, 4 pitches in the fourth inning for Russo, and 2 outs for the Threshers. Taylor Aguilar coming up to the plate. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat against Russo, who has now thrown 63 pitches and 42 for strikes, 5 strikeouts, and the only earned run coming in the bottom of the first inning. Breaking ball drops below the zone. It's a 1-0 count to Aguilar in left field tonight, guy who's able to play multiple positions in the outfield and has played in all 3 outfield positions over his Tarpons career. Fastball missing upstairs is a 2-0 count to Aguilar, who went down on a 4-pitch strikeout back in the second inning. Now he's ahead in the count, 2-0 with 2 gone in the fourth, and the pitch. Fastball low and in, and it's 3-0. First time Russo has gotten to a 3-0 count today. He has been excellent in terms of control on this Wednesday night. 3-0 the pitch, and fastball just misses outside, a 4-pitch walk. The second of the day for Russo. And both of those walks have come with 2 outs. Roderick Arias got the last 2-out walk back in the second. He's 0 for 1 on the day after a flyout to center field in the first. Now he is the go-ahead run, with a tying run becoming Taylor Aguilar at first, as the fastball misses the zone low and away to make it 1-0 to Arias. For Taylor Aguilar, who is taking a short lead on first base, he has 15 steals in his minor league career, 3 for 3 coming this season. As he swings and misses at a curveball, does Arias, to even the count at 1-1. And Roderick Arias, 192 hitter on the season, but an on-base percentage of .344, 2 homers, 10 RBIs. Breaking ball missing outside, and the count's 2-1 now to the Tarpons second baseman. He's already drawn 1 walk today. halfway to a second. Two balls, one strike, the count, two outs, and the tying run on first base here in the bottom of the third inning, or the bottom of the fourth inning, excuse me. Now the 2-1 pitch. Tap foul, rolling into the netting next to the Tarpons dugout. Two balls and two strikes, the count now to Arias. Now the 2-2. Fouled away, and we'll do it again. Five pitches in the at-bat, two balls, two strikes, and another foul ball coming on that last fastball by Russo. Count evens up. Short leadoff first from Aguilar. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, scorched foul, but that will reach the seats in front of the Threshers' bullpen. Out on the left field side, we stay at 2-2. Aguilar lengthening his lead. He's being watched carefully by Katowski. And there's the pickoff move. Katowski still off the bag. And Aguilar in without a tag applied. So two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Another pickoff throw. This one looked a lot better, but Aguilar narrowly avoided getting picked over at first base. And a couple of Threshers certainly thought that that could have been the end of the inning. But still a 2-2 now to Arias. The pitch, breaking ball outside. Good job by Thomas to get that and prevent the wild pitch. So a 3-2 count to Arias now. And we'll see Aguilar head to second on the pitch. So a full count to Roderick Arias. Runner goes to second. High chopper up the middle. Get picked by the third first baseman Katowski on a hop. Sends it to Russo, who tags the bag just in time and ends the fourth inning. A two-out walk is the only base runner in the fourth inning for Tampa. Threshers lead 2-1 as we head to the fifth.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Raylan Heredia sends the first pitch of the fifth inning deep out to right to left field. And Aguilar makes the catch a couple feet in front of the warning track. So one pitch, one out to start the fifth inning. And Heredia is 0-2 to start the ball game. 2-1 lead for the Threshers. And now Nico Pouaca-Grego coming up to the plate. After a double and the tying run scored in the last inning. Pitch low, and it's a 1-0 count. 1-0 to Pawaka Grego. Takes the fastball inside for a called ball two. 2-0 the count to Nico. Hitting over 300 now as he has gone on a bit of a tear over his on-base streak. 347 hitter now as he takes a breaking ball for a called strike one. Pawaka Grego, initially from New Zealand, moved to Australia as a boy. And now the 2-1 pitch, fastball inside corner, 2-2. Was initially going to join the Melbourne Aces of the Australian Baseball League, and he was a highly sought-after prospect in the ABL as a 17-year-old, and then the Phillies swooped in, signed him, and the Adelaide Giants got him in the ABL as they have an agreement with the Philadelphia Phillies. So 3-2 the count as the breaking ball lands in the dirt, and Cade Smith gets a new baseball for the Tarpons. Pawaka Grego just thought it made more sense to go with Adelaide and play with other Phillies prospects over there. Now the payoff pitch, cut on a miss, and that's strike three. So two gone in the fifth inning. Cade Smith getting the strikeout, and that's number five on the day for him. Two gone here in the top of the fifth inning. And Dakota Katowski coming up to the plate. His 11th RBI in his last at bat, bringing him up to a hitting streak of now five straight games. He is 7 for his last 15 with 5 RBIs over the last 5 contests. And now he faces an 0-1 count after he takes a fastball for a called strike. 0-1 to Katowski. Hard ground ball right at the third baseman. It goes right underneath the glove of Hans Montero. Rolls into the left field corner as Katowski rounds first. He slides in feet first for a 2-out double. Could still be an error called on Hans Montero, and it is. So it'll be an E5 that sends Katowski to second base, but that one a hard ground ball that just skipped right underneath the glove. One-0 to Hediger now, switch hitting catcher at the DH spot here tonight. Man on second with two away as the fastball misses outside to make it 2-0. Katowski takes a short lead off second base. A single would likely score him. And now the 2-0 pitch. Hediger lifts this high in the air, tailing foul down the left field line and landing at a play, and that's either in the Threshers bullpen or on the stairs right next to it. Either way, it's a 2-1 count to Caden Hediger, who's 0 for 2 on the day, ground out and a strikeout. The count to Hediger with two outs. Lefty shift on for the left-handed hitting switch hitter as he checks his swing and is confirmed as ball three by the bases ump Larry Pettis. Three-one to Hediger now. The pitch slices it foul. That goes back into the netting, and the count's full to 3-2. Katowski on second. He stays put on the 3-2, and an unlucky check swing by Hediger. Held up the swing and just got a piece of the baseball, tapping it foul to keep the count full at 3-2. Full count once again to Hediger. Kostowski to stay put at second on the payoff pitch, and Smith gets it off right in time. Hediger grounds it, base hit into right field. Kostowski sprinting around third. He'll head home, and the throw from right field is cut off, and Caden Hediger has a big RBI single to give the Threshers some insurance. 3-1 the score now in the top of the fifth inning. Seventh ribby of the season for Hediger, and it's been a while since he has put a run on the board, and that's got to feel really good for Caden Hediger. So Hediger now on first for Aiden Miller, who gave the Threshers the lead with an RBI double in the third. He swings and misses at a slider to start the count at 0-1. 3 2/3 innings for Smith. He's allowed four hits and all three runs, as the pitch is not a pitch. It's a pickoff attempt at first, and Hediger slides back in safely. Now the 0-1. Miller hits this one high in the air, deep out to left field. Aguilar sprinting back at the wall. He looks up, and that ball is out of here. Aiden Miller with a long home run to left center field, and the two-out rally continues here in the fifth as Aiden Miller's two-run home run makes it 5-1 Clearwater. Aiden Miller going deep for the third time this season. And the Threshers with three runs, all coming with two outs here in the fifth inning. And that'll bring up Avery Owusu-Asiedu for his first at-bat of the game. He came in as a defensive substitution in the bottom of the third inning, and holds up the swing as the fastball crosses the plate for ball one. Owusu-Asiedu hitting .202 on the year, got his seventh RBI of the season yesterday with an RBI double in game number two as he takes a fastball outside to make it 2-0. 283 on base percentage, and Owusu-Asiedu with 9 steals and 9 attempts to lead the Threshers so far this season. Now the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss over the top of the curveball, and it's 2-1. So Walton's on-base streak will end at 6 games after he went 0-2. And he just hoped that he is all right after sustaining some sort of injury after his last at-bat. And the count now 3-1 for Owusu-Asiedu. Now the pitch from Smith. Breaking ball low, and the count fills up at 3-2. 5-1 the lead for Clearwater thanks to Miller's home run. And now the payoff pitch is low for ball number four. So Avery Owusu-Asiedu keeps the inning going with a two-out walk here in the fifth. And that's going to bring out Preston Claiborne to have a chat with the Tarpon starter. One on and two outs as we take a break. Not a commercial break. Let's just take a look at the Florida State League scores. All games are in progress. The Battle of RDC has Palm Beach ahead of the Jupiter Hammerheads. 1-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning, with Jupiter bringing the tying run to the dish. In Bradenton, the St. Lucie Mets have a 2-0 advantage over the Marauders over at Lee Comp Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, with two outs for former Tampa Tarpon Kiner Delgado. Lakeland has an early 4-0 lead on the Daytona Tortugas, who have already used up three pitchers over the first four innings of work. 4-0 lead for the Flying Tigers as they try to keep pace with the Threshers at the top of the FSL West Division, and Dunedin and Fort Myers scoreless through two innings. They're in the top of the third. Runner goes as Vyer swings and misses. The throw to second just in time, and a fantastic tag by Oswald Peraza to get the foot of Avery Owusu-Asiedu as he is caught stealing. for the first time this season. But the Clearwater Threshers get a couple of big-time runs. Three runs coming across on two hits, one error, and nobody left aboard. Jordan Byers will lead off the sixth as we're halfway home. Threshers 5, Tarpons 1.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Oswald Peraza, who just made a fantastic play in the field, will start off the bottom of the fifth inning. It's a 1-0 count as the breaking ball from Russo misses outside. 5-1 the lead for the Threshers as Peraza sends a fastball high and foul over the Tarpons dugout on the first base side. It's a 1-0 count. And now 1-1, fastball just missing. And the count's 2-1. Russo working on another five-inning outing, really the target in terms of inning pitch for any minor league starter. 2-1, breaking ball missing low and away, and the count's 3-1 to Oswald Peraza. Russo has not gone less than four innings in each of his first four starts. Went five innings twice and is hoping to do it a third time here. 3-1 the pitch to Peraza, and a leadoff walk starts off the bottom of the fifth inning as Oswald Peraza starts off the fifth by reaching base. 5-1 the lead for the Threshers, just the third walk allowed by Luke Russo throughout the game. He has walked three, struck out five, and allowed four hits to the Tampa Tarpons so far through this one. Leadoff man on, and Tyler Hardman, the double-A rehabber, is up at the dish. 1-for-2 with a double and a run back in the first. He takes a fastball that almost nicks him inside, but it's a 1-0 count as the pitch missed from Russo. Now the 1-0. Slider missing outside, 2-0. For Russo, 80 pitches today before this at-bat started. Now 82 pitches on the day. 48 have gone over the plate for strikes. Now the 2-0. This one hit in the air out to left center field. Going back is Byers. He's looking up, and that ball is out of here. Deep out to left center field, and after Aiden Miller's two-run homer, Tyler Hardman answers with one of his own, and the minor league rehabber drives in the major league rehabber, and the score now back to a more manageable 5-3. First homer of the season for Hardman, fourth of the series for the Tarpons, and the Threshers' lead is cut down to two. That'll bring up Dylan Hasso, and Russo quickly going into him, starting him off with a slider over the heart of the plate to make it an 0-1 count. Hasso, 21 RBIs, leading the team, and he's 1-for-2 on the night with an RBI single. He bounces one foul down the third base line. Another breaking ball from Russo makes it an 0-2 count. So 5-3 is the score now, as each team with five hits and an error through four-plus innings. Wave and a whiff, strike three, and the curveball fools Hasso, earning Russo his sixth punch-out of the ball game. And Hasso has now gone down swinging in each of his past two at-bats. That'll bring up Willie Montero, who reached on an error in the fourth that did not end up coming to anything. As Montero pops the first pitch up, foul down the right field line. It's an 0-1 count. He is 0-for-2 on the day. Ground out and an error, both going towards second base, where Saltaban is. Slight righty shift for Montero as the pitch from Russo, a sinker, makes it to the outside edge for a called strike two. So Aiden Miller playing deep in the shortstop position, as is Puaka Grego over at third, but the ball won't get in play there. Nasty slider from Russo gets a swing and a miss. And that's back-to-back three-pitch strikeouts following the two-run jack by Tyler Hardin. Seventh strikeout of the season for Russo. The third time he has thrown seven or more in a game, with his career high coming in his first ever start, where he struck out seven in a row for nine against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. He starts off Hans Montero with strike number one, and Hans is 1-for-2 with a double and a K. Slider missing outside, and it's a 1-1 count to the Tarpons third baseman. Doubled to lead off the second, and Russo came through with some really clutch pitching after that inning, and then struck out Montero to end the third. 1-1, hit in the air, out to right center field. This could be trouble. Back goes Wusu Isidu. He's not going to get there, and that ball's going to roll to the wall. Montero sprinting around second base. He'll head for third base. Cut off by Saltaban. Throw not in time as Hans Montero slides into third with a triple. And that will bring the tying run up to the plate with two outs here in the fifth inning. And that will bring up Cody Morales, who's 1-for-2, lined out to Saltaban at second after a single and a steal. But we'll have to wait for his at-bat as Luke Russo will finish his outing with 4 2/3 innings of work, as a right-hander will be called out of the Threshers bullpen with two outs in the fifth inning. Tying run up to the plate, new pitcher coming to the mound as we take a break. After the pitching change, we come back. Threshers ahead 5-3 with two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at threshersbaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Kobe Morales, the first batter to face Jose Pena, who pitched three times against Lakeland and is now returning to action with a tying run at the plate for the Tarpons. 5-3 the lead for the Threshers. Hans Montero is on third after the triple, and Pena starts off Morales with ball number one. So the line not completely finished for Russo, but he will not get a decision, as Morales lines a fastball foul down the left field line, and the count's 1-1. Pena, 20 years old, from Lakeland, and did his high school ball at Tampa Preparatory School before going to the Phillies in the sixth round of the 2021 MLB draft. Now the 1-1. Fastball missing outside. It's 2-1. Spent his first three seasons in the Complex League. Went 5-4 with a save, 64 strikeouts, and a 6.93 ERA in three seasons in the FCL. In his first year in full season ball, he sends a 2-1 pitch to Morales, a fastball outside that makes it 3-1. This year, Pena, in his ninth relief appearance, a 2-0 record in 13 innings of work, 8 runs over those 13 frames, 9 hits, 6 walks, and 19 strikeouts. 3-1 pitch, that one sliced foul off the end of Morales' bat, and a full count as that ball lands in the stands. 5-pitch mix for Pena, fastball, splitter, curve, and a slider, but a much harder slider that reaches closer to 90 miles an hour on a consistent basis. Now the payoff pitch, fastball, cut on and miss, and that's strike three. So Jose Pena holds the lead for Russo and the Threshers, stranding the tying runner at the plate with a strikeout to end the fifth inning. But the Tarpons strike back with a two-run home run by Tyler Hardman. They get those two runs on two hits with no errors and one man left aboard. We're heading to six here at Steinbrenner Field. Threshers 5, Tarpons 3 on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Jordan Viers here leading off the sixth inning, 1-0 the count, facing Cade Smith, who is in his fifth inning of work after starting in the second after Tommy Canley's rehab inning. 1-0 to Viers, sliced foul, and it's 1-1. He's 0 for 2 today, ground out in a strikeout for the longest tenured member of the Threshers. He has been on the last three Threshers opening day rosters, joining the team in 2022 and been here since opening day of 2023. 1-1 of Ayers now, foul back, and it's 1-2. 7 game on base streak for Viers, including the 0 for 2 performance today. He is 6 for his last 27. with four RBIs, four runs scored, and four walks. Four of his six hits have gone for extra bases, including his second homer of the season against Bradenton. This one looped into left field, and that just stays fair down the line for a base hit. It banks off the wall as Viers slides into second base ahead of the throw by Taylor Aguilar. A leadoff double in the sixth inning for Viers to extend his on-base streak to eight straight games with four doubles over that stretch. It is Viers' longest on-base streak of his season with the Threshers. Now Viers in scoring position. Nobody out for Devin Saltabon here in the sixth inning. And now the first pitch to Saltabon misses outside to make it a 1-0 count. Sixth double of the year for Jordan Viers, 10 shy of the 16 that he had in 2023. And Saltabon with a ribby in each of the last two games trying to drive Viers in. He looks at a curve that's in for a called strike. 1-1 the count to Saltabon, who is 0-2, looking to get an RBI in his third consecutive game. 5-3 the lead for the Threshers, six hits apiece for each team as we're here in the top of the sixth inning. 1-1 to Saltabon, breaking ball missing outside and well scooped up by Frick, who stopped Viers from heading to third base. 2-1, the count to Saltabon. Viers with a short lead off of second being held on by Roderick Arias. And time is called. It's a pitch clock violation on Cade Smith. He has been flirting with that final second on the pitch clock, but he gets the automatic ball three on the violation against Saltabon. Now a 3-1 count to the Hawaiian native Devin Saltabon, with Viers taking a bigger lead off of second. 3-1. Hit on the ground is short, picked up on the run by Peraza. Jump throw just wide of the bag, but a great stretch at first by Hasso to keep his back foot on first and minimize the damage of a tough throw from Oswald Peraza. So Saltabon taken out by a big league infielder. And now Jared Thomas coming up to the plate. So Jared Thomas coming up to the plate. Infield drawn in with Viers on third as Thomas checks the swing on a breaking ball. Not that it was needed, but Larry Pettis confirms that he did not go, and it's a 1-0 count to Thomas, who was flied out twice. 1-0 the count now to Jared Thomas, who is riding a three-game hit streak of his own. 1-0. Holds up the swing. This one a bit closer of a call, and Zach Hovick takes this one. Rings up Thomas with a called strike one on the breaking ball from Cade Smith. 5-3 the score, two-run homer in each of the half innings in the fifth. Now the 1-1 to Thomas, cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. Thomas, 5 for his last 13 since April the 27th, a three-game hit streak for Jared, a 15th-round pick out of Loyola Marymount. 14 games in his first season as a pro in 2023. 1-7 with the Threshers, 3-18 in the complex. Check swing again as the breaking ball misses low, and the count now goes even at 2-2. So the infield all the way in with Viers roaming around third base, and it's a 2-2 count to Jared Thomas. The pitch. This one lifted high in the air, deep out to left center field. Should be deep enough for Viers as Aguilar is there making the catch in front of the warning track, and no chance to get Viers at home as Jared Thomas connects with his third RBI of the season to bring Viers home on the sacrifice fly, and the score up to 6-3 here in the sixth inning. Two outs and the bases clear in the sixth. Threshers lead back up to three runs for Raylan Heredia, who has reached with a hit in each of his last four games, and he will face a new pitcher. James Cooper coming out to the mound to take Cade Smith out of the game. 4 2/3 innings for him. He is allowed all 6 runs, all earned, with 5 strikeouts and 6 hits allowed as well. And he will be in line for the loss. New pitcher coming in for Tampa to face Raylan Heredia with 2 outs in the top of the 6th. Threshers lead 6-3 when we return.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Right-hander Aaron Nixon coming on with one out remaining in the 6th. Threshers up 6-3, and Raylan Heredia sent the first pitch, rolling over to second. It's picked up by Arias, who gets it to first in time. And a one pitch, one out, 6th for Aaron Nixon. He's likely to come back in the 7th, but we'll go to the bottom of the 6th first. The Threshers coming up with 1 run on 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left aboard to end the 6th inning ahead, 6-3, bottom of the 6th, coming up next.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York.
Tomas Frick leading off the bottom of the 6th against Jose Pena. 6-3 lead for the Threshers in the bottom of the 6th inning as Pena starts off Frick with a strike. 0-1 the count to Frick, who struck out in the 2nd and grounded out on the first pitch he saw back in the 4th. He swings and misses at the cutter for Pena, and it's 0-2. Pena, among the Threshers' leaders in strikeouts out of the bullpen. some of the most K'd games as a reliever, as he now has 20 punch-outs after K'ing Morales in the fifth. 0-2, fastball missing upstairs. It's 1-2 for Pena, third-year man out of Tampa Prep. Pitched 32 innings in the complex league last year, two spot starts in 14 total appearances, primarily out of the bullpen, 3-1 with a 6.68 ERA. 1-2, excuse me, and Frick bounces a breaking ball foul to keep the count at 1-2. Frick on the season, a homer and seven RBIs, with that homer coming yesterday in game number one, but is 0-2 today. 4.64 on base percentage for Frick, though, which is quite solid. 1-2, hit in the air out to right center field. This one curling towards the gap. Owusu-Asidu on the run, as is Heredia, who almost made the play, but it dropped out of his glove. He sends the ball in, and Frick overran second. But once the throw hit the cutoff man, he headed back to second base with a leadoff double here in the sixth inning. And it might be called an error on Heredia in right field because that bounced in and out of his glove, but that ball was hit far enough that they'll give Frick a leadoff double. So Taylor Aguilar now coming up to the plate, a walk in his last at-bat, but he's 0-1 with a punch-out. So Frick with a seventh hit of the night for the Tarpons. And now Pena deals, slider in there, and a swinging strike one for Taylor Aguilar as that one gets to the outside edge. And 0-1 count to Aguilar, who's 0-1 on the day, with the runner on second and no one out. 0-1. Fastball low. It's a 1-1 count. Pena held lefties last year to a 182 average and has continued his success against left-handers this season as he gets Aguilar to swing and miss in a 95-mile-an-hour heater. Now Pena, a look over at second base, a second glance at Frick, and he deals the 1-2, fastball inside, and the count evens at 2-2. Aguilar will be followed up by Roderick Arias. Oswald Peraza in the hole for the Tarpons. 6-3 lead for the Threshers, despite the Tarpons out hitting them by a 7-6 margin. 2-2. Breaking ball in there for a called strike three. Jose Pena, his second strikeout of the game. And the Tarpons making him work, but a backwards K brings up Roderick Arias as Aguilar has now struck out both looking and swinging. So now a man on second with one out, and Arias, who is 0-2 on the day but reached for second in the walk, is at the plate. He takes a slider low and away, and it's a 1-0 count to the Tarpon second baseman. Three plate appearances today. He flied out in the first, walked in the second, and grounded out to first base to end the fourth. Now it's a 1-0, and Pena will look back at second. Frick runs back there, and Pena sends the fastball upstairs to make it 2-0. Threshers with four runs over the last two innings. Tampa with two runs in the fifth and one in the first. Two runs in the third for the Threshers as well have gotten us to the 6-3 lead. 2-0 now to Arias. Inside on the heater, and it's 3-0. Pena has been in South Florida his entire life, grew up near Lakeland, went to high school in Tampa, was picked by the Phillies, and reported right to the complex next door to BayCare Ballpark as the ball gets away from the catcher on a wild pitch for ball four. Tomas Frick advancing to third to put runners on the corners with one out in the sixth inning. Now a double play would certainly help as Oswald Peraza is replaced by Dairo Perez, and that'll bring out Gustavo Armas to have a chat with Pena. No longer facing the big leaguer in Perazzo, finished 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. And Dairo Perez will replace him at the plate. So the Threshers with a 6-3 lead, man on first, and one out in the sixth inning. Also a man on third in Tomas Frick. Roderick Arias is on first base. So a potential for a double play for the Clearwater Threshers. Dairo Perez coming up to the plate as the Threshers infield sets up for double play depth. Miller and Saltaban pinch towards the middle, with Saltaban going closer to the second base bag with a right-handed hitting Perez at the dish. First pitch to Perez, a breaking ball low, and it's a 1-0 count. He's hitting 125 on the year without a run batted in. One-oh now to Perez. Off goes the runner to second. Pitch misses outside. Great throw from Hediger, but it's too far in front of the bag. And Saltaban comes up with it in front of second base. So Roderick Arias with a stolen base to negate a potential double play. Put runners on second and third with one out in the sixth inning. Tying run at the plate for the Tarpons with one out in the bottom six. This time is called. So two on and one out. Automatic strike called to Dairo Perez, and the slider hits the outside corner for a called strike two. Sixth steal of the season for Arias. He is on second, and it is a 1-2 count to Dairo Perez. Now the 1-2. Slider outside, two balls and two strikes the count. Arias on second, Frick on third. 2-2 count to Perez, and a big pitch coming here from Pena to try and keep this a three-run ball game. He sets and deals. 2-2, slider hit foul. And will stay at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two on, and one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pena sets, and he takes a deep breath, deals the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Breaking ball upstairs, fools Perez, and Jose Pena gets his second strikeout of the game, taking the sacrifice off the table, and that's two away. That'll bring up Tyler Hardman, designated hitter, so he'll get extra at-bats in this rehab assignment. And why not let him stay in after a double and a home run, says James Cooper, most likely, as a slider in for a called strike to Hardman. Two-run shot in the fifth inning. Run scored on a double in the first. So he is directly responsible for all three of the Tarpons' runs. Hardman lifts this up in the air out to right field. Heredia towards the foul line with Katowski coming on, but that's going to land in the Tarpons' bullpen for a softer 0-2 count to Tyler Hardman.
Everybody clap your hands.
So 0-2 to Hardman now, two outs and two men on. Hardman represents the tying run, already 2-for-3, halfway to the cycle. Now the 0-2, fastball upstairs, it's 1-2. Hardman, a postseason All-Star of the Hudson Valley Renegades in 2022. Was with the Somerset Patriots when they won the Eastern League, as he ropes one into right field for a base hit. One run scores as Heredia loses the baseball. It gets behind him to score the second, and it's a two-run single for Tyler Hardman. Raylan Heredia looked like he had an easy play at to hold at least a runner, but Tyler Hardman continues to rake for the Tarpons, and they score two on the single to make it 6-5. It's going to be at least a hit for Hardman. And now he is in scoring position representing the tying run. Go-ahead run is Dylan Hasso, the league leader in RBIs in the Florida State League. First pitch, a slider that misses outside for ball number one to Hasso, who has struck out swinging in each of his last two at-bats. It'll be a double for Hardman, his second two-bagger of the game and fourth RBI. 1-0 makes it 2-0 on the fastball from Pena. As Hasso out ahead in the count, it was a 2-0 count when he got his RBI single back in the first inning. And Hardman is caught in a rundown between the mound and third base. It goes 1-5-4, and Saltabon slapping the tag on Tyler Hardman, and a huge defensive play by the Threshers to keep this lead at one run. So Hardman gets the back-breaking double, but he is picked off 1-5-4, and that will end the sixth inning. So Hasso will lead off the seventh. Two more runs come across for the Tarpons on two hits, no errors, and nobody left. And we head to the seventh, 6-5 the lead for the Threshers.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Aaron Nixon back out for his first full inning of work. One run the lead for the Threshers here in the seventh. And Nico Puaca-Grego coming up to the plate to start things off in the top half of the seventh inning. Eight hits for the Tarpon, six for the Threshers, but Clearwater is ahead 6-5. 2-0 count to Puaca-Grego now as Nixon's fastball misses outside to the Threshers' third baseman, who doubled and scored back in the third and is 1-for-2 on the day. He'll be followed up by Dakota Katowski and Caden Hediger. Three hits in between the Threshers' do-up with two RBIs starting off the inning as Puaca-Grego almost hit by a Nixon fastball, and it's 3-2. Nixon, 2.45 ERA on the season without a record. Threw one pitch and got Raylan Heredia to ground out to second back in the sixth inning. 3-0 to Puaca-Grego. Get me over fastball at the knees, but center cut to make it a 3-1 count to Nico Puaca-Grego. Average up to 340 on the year with seven RBIs and a 421 on base percentage. This guy is just a contact hitting machine. Now the 3-1. Hit on the ground over to second base. Arias picks it up, but he loses the baseball, and that's going to be an E4 to put Puaca-Grego on first base starting off the top of the seventh inning, and that could prove costly from Roderick Arias as he earns the second error of the game for the Tampa Tarpons.
Dakota Potowski.
Third baseman and second baseman. Now with errors for the Tarpons, and Dakota Katowski, who reached on an error his last time up in the fifth, now starts off his inning with Pauaka Grego on first. Swing and a miss by Katowski on the fastball, and it's 0-1. He's reached twice, scored twice, but is 1-for-2 on the day thanks to the E5. So an 0-1-2 Katowski, Pauaka Grego, not a huge stealing threat, but he certainly can run. So Katowski extended his hit streak with the RBI knock in the third inning to five straight games where he's hitting just under 500. Swing and a miss by Katowski, 94 on the heat from Nixon to bring the count to 1-2. Threshers lead 6-5 here in the top of the seventh. Leadoff man reached on an error. That's Pauaka Grego inching off the first base bag in the seventh inning. Five on the pitch clock for Nixon. Now down to three as he deals. Fastball misses outside, and the count's 1-2. 2-2. Katowski now with 11 RBIs on the season. Over his hit streak, he has now 5 RBIs over the past 5 games. 2-2. Inside on the breaking ball, and the count runs full. So we might see Pauaka Grego head to second base. Six-five is the score. Pauaka Grego with a sliding mitt in bright red on his right hand, inches off of first base. Payoff pitch instead is a pickoff move, and a great job by Hasso. An acrobatic leap to keep that ball in front of him, and the count will stay at 3-2. So a full count to Katowski. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. Now the payoff pitch, runner stays put. Katowski takes the fastball low and away for ball number four. He has reached safely for the second time today. That pushes Pauaka Grego to second base with the first two on board for the Threshers here in the seventh inning. That'll bring up Caden Hediger, who got a much-needed RBI knock in the fifth inning. A little two-out rally for the Threshers ended by an Aiden Miller home run before Avery Owusu-Asiedu was caught stealing for the first time this season after a walk. Miller's on deck. Hediger's 1-for-3 on the day with his seventh RBI coming in his last at-bat. Fastball bounces out of the glove of Tomas Frick, and the passed ball moves Pauaka Grego to third and Katowski over to second base, and it's a 1-0 count to Caden Hediger. So now runners on second and third. Tarpon's infield draws in on the switch hitting catcher Hediger, who is tonight's designated hitter for the Threshers. And time called by Tomas Frick. He'll run out to the mound. Well, we'll take a quick look across the MLB scoreboard. The Phillies losing their first game of the series against Toronto. 5-3 the final score at Citizens Bank Park. They had a chance in the ninth inning with runners on second and third with two outs, but were unable to get the run across. Mound visit's over, so we'll continue with the MLB scoreboard at a later time. The Philly score is the only one that matters anyway. The 1-0 to Hediger is in for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Nobody out and two on for the Threshers. And a base hit could score two runs as Katowski has scored from second base twice today. 0-1, fastball outside, and now it's 2-1. Hediger, 1-for-3, 7 RBIs on the season. His last home run came on day 2 of the season in Bradenton. He sparks a fastball foul to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 1-2 count to Hediger. Or sorry, 2-2 count to Hediger. Two on, no one out with Aiden Miller waiting in the wings. Hediger takes a quick timeout. Nixon sets up with 10 seconds on the pitch clock. From the stretch, he deals. Chopper foul down the first baseline. The count stays at 2-2. Infield all the way in for the Tarpons. The left side closest to the ground on protection for a potential bunt. It's Dairo Perez making the straights. Hediger lines this one foul into the Tarpons bullpen, and it's 2-2. The fielding change after the pinch hit. Dairo Perez into second base, and Roderick Arias at short as Perez pinch hit for Peraza in the last inning. So now the count goes full. 3-2 to Hediger now as the fastball missing outside to the switch hitter. And runners will stay put. First base is open with nobody out. And loading the bases for Aiden Miller, though, might not be the best idea. Payoff pitch, high chopper over to second base. Throw coming home. Polanco Grego sliding in, but he is out. Couldn't avoid the tag on a high bouncing ball that was close to getting past Perez, but Hediger reaches on a 4-2 fielder's choice. Katowski advancing to third, and Polanco Grego is in the dugout with the first out. So Preston Claiborne coming out for a mound visit. Aiden Miller will come up with runners on the corners and one out in the seventh, and we'll take a look around the rest of the MLB scoreboard. The Yankees leading the Astros 5-1 in the Bronx. Carlos Rodon with just one run allowed over the first five innings. And he's leading off with Yordan Alvarez in the top of the sixth. Diamondbacks lead the Reds 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Former Yankee and Tarpon Jordan Montgomery is on the mound pitching against T.J. Friedl to lead off the seventh inning in Cincinnati. Top of the seventh just ended in our nation's capital. The Baltimore Orioles leading the Nationals by a 3-1 margin heading to the bottom of the seventh inning. The White Sox leading the Rays 4-1 through six innings at the Trop. And the defending champion Rangers with a 7-6 lead over the Oakland Athletics in the top of the sixth at the Coliseum. Aiden Miller at the plate now, 2-for-3, and he's halfway to the cycle with a home run and a double. Liner, base hit into left field, and that will score a run. Hediger advancing to second base, and Miller has his fourth RBI of the night to make it a 7-5 ball game. A one-out single for Miller moves Hediger to second base and scores Katowski. Thresher's seventh hit of the ball game, and the score now 7-5 with one out here in the bottom of the top of the seventh inning. Now Avery Owusu-Asiedu, who walked in his last at-bat, will step up to the plate as we continue down the MLB scoreboard. Braves blanking the Red Sox, 5-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Chris Sale going against his former team with four shutout frames. Curveball on the outside corner for a called strike to Owusu-Asiedu, up with two on and one out. And the other game that is underway, Twins leading the Mariners in the top of the fourth inning. 3-0 the score for Minnesota, who are giving the Guardians a fight in the top of the AL Central after a 12-game win streak. Swing and a miss by Owusu-Asiedu brings the count down to 0-2. Back in the majors, Giants and Rockies are about to get started. Jordan Hicks gets the start for San Francisco, a free agent signing that has really started to pay off. Mets and Cardinals were postponed. That game will be made up in August, and there are six final scores aside from the Phillies' 5-3 loss. Angels beat the Pirates 5-4 in Pittsburgh with a win going to former Blue Jay Adam Simber. 0-2 to Owusu-Asiedu, breaking ball missing well outside, and it's 1-2. The Guardians take a win over their NL Central rival Tigers. Emmanuel Clase getting the victory in the 10th inning. for his second win of the season, 5-4 victory for Cleveland in extras. Royals take down Milwaukee at Kauffman Stadium, 6-4 the final score. 1-2 pitch, and that was a strike three. Thought he got a piece of the baseball, but it was caught by Tomas Frick. So Usuwasidu down on strikes. That's the first strikeout for Aaron Nixon and second out of the seventh inning as Jordan Vyers will come up to the plate as I'll finish the MLB scores. Cubs blanked by the Padres at Wrigley 3-0. The Padres back at 500 with Dylan Cease getting his fifth win of the season. Jordan Vyers with two on and two outs awaits the pitch from Nixon, takes the breaking ball low and inside. It's smothered by Frick and the runners stay put. 1-0 the count to Jordan Vyers. The Dodgers beat the Marlins 3-1 in L.A., and in Game 1 of the doubleheader in Oakland, the Athletics took down former Philly Michael Lorenzen and the Rangers. J.P. Sears getting the victory, win by 5 for Oakland, and in Game 2 of the doubleheader, the Rangers are winning 7-6. Vyers lifts this one in the air out to right field. There is Morales, who camps under it, reaches up and makes the grab for the final out in the seventh inning. But Aiden Miller coming up big again with his fourth RBI of the ball game on a single. Threshers get one unearned run, or sorry, one run on one hit with no errors and two men left aboard. We'll stretch it out here in the seventh innings. Threshers with a 7-5 lead and a new pitcher coming to the mound. The bottom of the seventh.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at threshersbaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town.
All stretched out here in Tampa as Dylan Hasso is the first batter to face Josh Bortka on the year for the Threshers. Bortka got the save in the division series finale against Lakeland in the playoffs last year. Started the season on the injured list and is expected to report back to Jersey Shore at the completion of this rehab assignment. 0-2 the count to Dylan Hasso as Bortka starts off the Tarpons first baseman with a pair of strikes. Bortka started the season for the Threshers last year but pitched most of the year in the Florida Complex League. 0-2 the pitch. Hasso lines this one out to center field for a base hit. His second hit of the ball game. The leadoff man is on for Tampa in the seventh inning. Nine hits now for the Tarpons, but they trail the Threshers by a 7-5 margin. Willie Montero now comes up representing the tying run, 0-3, despite reaching in the third on an error. Bortka, 16th rounder out of the Division II University of Central Missouri, 24 years old, 16th rounder in 2022 by way of the State College Spikes in the MLB Draft League. Fastball in for a called strike to Montero, who went around. That ball at the knees anyway. Last year in the Complex League, Bortka went 2-0 with 8 earned runs over 8 innings of work out of the bullpen. Slider on the outside corner, and it's 0-2 count to Willie Montero. with the Threshers. He pitched 20 games for the team in April, August, and September. Went 1-0, two saves in 29 and a third innings of work, 43 strikeouts to 19 walks with a 3.68 ERA. 0-2 to Montero, slider outside, gets away from Thomas. Appeal to Larry Pettis says that Montero didn't go, and it's a 1-2 count. Hasso on first base, certainly more known for his power. But Hasso with one steal this season in as many attempts for his only career stolen base. Not a huge stealing threat, but he can run. 1-2 pitch, hard ground ball to third. Polaka Grego scoops it up, flips it to second, pulls Saltaban off the bag. And not much that could be done about that play. Just the ball hit to the backhand side of Polaka Grego, and he had to flip it to try and get that to second base on time. And that should be the second error of the game for the Clearwater Threshers. And now the tying run is at first base with the go-ahead run and Hans Montero at the dish. So two on and no one out in Bortka's first appearance for the Threshers in 2023. Had a rehab assignment in the Complex League earlier last week where Bortka went an inning and a third of shutout baseball, two strikeouts and a walk, and one hit allowed in the Complex League. So an 0-1 count, and Montero is given a single, so no error for Polaka Grego. And Hans Montero, now at the dish, takes a fastball just inside for called ball one. A double and a triple for Hans Montero, so halfway to the cycle is he. Two on and no one out. Singles by Dylan Hasso, who's on second, and Willie Montero, who's on first. Slider to the outside corner for Bortka, called strike two on Montero. 7-5 lead for the Threshers. They have seven hits to the Tarpons' 10. Two errors apiece here with no one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. The 1-2 inside, and the fastball narrowly misses, becoming strike three, evening the count to two balls and two strike to Hans Montero. Leadoff double in the second, two-out triple in the fifth. He has yet to score a run. Now it's 2-2. Bortka scans the bases, deals, slider outside, and that will fill up the count at 3-2. So it is a Jersey Shore rehabbing battery with Jared Thomas, the catcher for Bortka, at the mound as time is called by Hans Montero. Two players expected to head up to Jersey Shore at the conclusion of their rehab assignments. Hasso on second, Willie Montero, the tying run on first, Hans Montero, the go-ahead run, and he will move to first as the slider misses to the right of home plate for ball number four to Hans Montero. Two singles and a walk load up the bases to start the seventh, and the Tarpons are in a solid position with the tying run in scoring position. The pitching coach, Gustavo Armas, stays in the dugout. No mound visit for Bortka here with the bases loaded and no one out. A similar situation that Bortka was in the last time he pitched for the Threshers. First pitch to Morales is a breaking ball that misses for ball number one. And Jared Thomas will come out and have a chat with Josh Bortka. He pitched in one postseason game for the Threshers in an inning and a third of work, walked two, and allowed one hit. All of those coming in the ninth inning. He got with one out in the ninth inning. He had the bases loaded for the Threshers. And they ended up turning a game-winning, series-clinching double play to beat Lakeland 2-1 on September the 15th and sent the Threshers into their first Florida State League Championship Series since 2018. Kobe Morales takes a fastball inside, and it's 2-0. And no room for error here for Bortka with the bases loaded. Hasso on third, Willie Montero on second, Hans Montero on first, and a 2-0 count to Kobe Morales. Now the pitch from Bortka. Slider hit on the ground towards second. Saltaban dies, but it leaks into right field. Heredia has it, and he'll get the throw in quick enough to keep one run scoring. Now it's 7-6 Threshers. Everyone moves station to station as Morales has his second hit of the day. This one comes with an RBI. And now the go-ahead run is on second base for Tampa, and that is going to bring out Gustavo Armas. 7-6 the score. Three hits and a walk this inning for Tampa as they are in a position to take the lead. And Bortka is allowed the first four to reach base so far. Now Gustavo Armas on the mound. And the mound visit will end as the home plate umpire, Zach Hovick, will come and break up the mound visit. So Tomas Frick doubled in his last at-bat. He is at home. The go-ahead run on second is Hans Montero. Willie Montero, the tying run, is on third. The Threshers lead 7-6. They have not trailed since the third inning, right before the Aiden Miller RBI double that gave the Threshers the lead, as the first pitch to Frick misses for ball number one. So the Monteros on third and second, Willie and on third, Hans on second, Kobe Morales on first, with no one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Now Bortka deals, slider missing upstairs, and it's 2-0. Back-to-back count starting off in favor of the batter. A base hit could give Tampa the lead, depending on where it's placed. 2-0, slider in there for a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 2-1, and Bortka needed that. Threshers have another righty starting to get loose over in the bullpen. But Bortka should be able to finish this inning. Now the 2-1. Slider hit in the air out to right field. This could tie it. Heredia going back in front of the warning track. That's going to get over his head and bounce over the wall for a go-ahead ground rule double. Two runs will score as the Tarpons take their first lead since the third inning. 8-7, moving Kobe Morales to third, and back-to-back doubles for Frick have him with two RBIs on the ground rule double, and the Threshers still have not recorded an out here in this seventh inning. Right now, if the score holds, the Threshers will drop out of first in the first half standings of the Florida State League West Division, behind 5-4, Daytona has come back as Aguilar pops one up foul to make it 0-1. So if the scores hold, Threshers will still be a half a game ahead of the Flying Tigers. But they certainly don't want to leave that to chance. Runners on second and third, and nobody out. And an 0-1 turns to 1-1 with the slider missing outside. A walk and four hits starting off the seventh. Now Bortka deals. Swing and a miss from Aguilar, and it's 1-2. Bortka desperately needs an out here, as the Tarpons now have the lead. 1-2 pitch inside, and that should be a strike three, and it is. Zach Hovick confirmed the strike three on Aguilar, and a massive first out here in the seventh inning. The Threshers still trailing 8-7 as the first out of the seventh inning comes on a strikeout with a slider. Bortka has already thrown 23 pitches with just 13 over for strikes. One gone and two on as the infield comes in for Roderick Arias, who dumps a pitch over in a shallow left field, and that bounces in front of Viers for a base hit. Another run scored. Viers almost got the runner going to third as Tomas Frick in just ahead of the throw. Morales scores, and Arias gets an RBI single to make it 9-7 Tampa, and four runs in this inning for the Threshers. And a team that has had such strong pitching throughout the season has now allowed eight runs over the past three innings. Not something you see every day for this Threshers pitching staff. And out Dairo Perez up with runners on the corners and one out. So a double play could end the inning, but Perez is fast and is going to be a hard guy to double up. One out, runners on the corners, slider missing outside, and it's 1-0. 9-7 the lead for the Tarpons now. They have 13 hits, with about half of those coming in this inning. Five hits here in the seventh and four runs across as Perez ducks away from a fastball to make it 2-0. Threshers lead has evaporated. Both teams have put up runs in each of the last three innings. The Threshers with five runs in the same span that Tampa has scored eight. And now it's a 3-0 count to Perez on the inside fastball, and Bortka in danger of loading the bases once again. Morales came in on the last RBI. Frick is on third. Arias on first. And a get me over fastball makes strike one to Dairo Perez at the plate. It's 3-1. Runner goes. 3-1 pitch. Miss in there for a strike. And Pierce Thomas might have thought that was ball four. Arias with an uncontested steal of the second base bag. So now the count is full. Infield back in for the Threshers. And two strikes on Perez with three balls as well. Big payoff pitch from Bortka. 3-2 is hit in the air in a shallow center field. Sprinting back is Owusu Asiedu. He makes the catch, and that'll hold the runner at third base on the fly out to center. Two outs in the seventh inning. And Tyler Hardman returning to the plate for the fifth time today. And Hardman has been excellent for Tampa so far. He's driven in four runs and scored two, with a two RBI double in the sixth inning in his last at bat. He's the ninth batter of this inning to face Bortka. Two on and two outs. Two doubles and a two-run homer on his ledger tonight. He swings and misses out in front of the slider, and it's 0-1. So Bortka, Division II product, started the season with the Threshers last year and pitched a month in Clearwater. Now the 0-1. Slider missing low, and it's 1-1. Recalled to the Complex League on April the 30th, Threshers had a full rotation starting and bullpen last year, and Bortka has pitched almost exclusively out of the pen since the beginning of his minor league career and didn't have much chance to lengthen him out. 1-1, fastball inside to Hardman, 2-1. So he got some more innings in the Complex League, came back to the Threshers for the postseason with some call-ups and injuries necessitating some bullpen depth for Clearwater. And he pitched well in his return to the Threshers last year. 2-1, dumped foul down the right field line by Hardman, and it's 2-2. But four runs on five hits so far in the seventh inning has flipped this game on its head. 9-7 the score after a four-run seventh for the Tarpons, their second four-run frame of the series. 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three, and the slider gets Hardman and ends the seventh inning after a difficult frame for the Threshers. Four runs all earned coming on five hits, no errors, two left aboard, and the Tarpons now take a 9-7 lead heading into the eighth.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? And come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Ocean Gabonia, the new pitcher for the Tarpons, a guy the Threshers had some chances against last season. And he starts off Devin Saltabon with a 2-0 count. Pair of breaking balls, missing the zone. 9-7 the lead for Tampa in what's already been a high-scoring series. Saltabon 0-3 today. But he drove in a run in each of the two games yesterday. Check swing, foul ball, bouncing into the stands, and it's 2-1 to Saltabon as one of the largest groups that's in the stadium today gets that souvenir from Devin. Two balls, one strike as Aaron Nixon's night ends for the Tarpons. Two-run lead for Tampa as the slider misses outside to Saltabon. Three balls and one strike the count. And Aaron Nixon, a run allowed in an inning and a third before he was taken out of the game. Curveball bounces away from the catcher, ball four, and the leadoff man on with a walk to start off the eighth inning. So Gabonia gets the leadoff walk to start off the frame. And now Jared Thomas comes up to the plate with an RBI to his name already today and now represents the tying run in a 9-7 lead for the Tarpons here in the top of the eighth inning. First pitch to Thomas, taken the other way. Base hit into left center field. Saltabon sprinting around second base. A risky play for third base. He slides in head first and is safe ahead of the cutoff throw by Taylor Aguilar. So shrewd base running by Devin Saltabon as Jared Thomas extends his hit streak to four straight games, getting his first hit of the day with a single. So now runners on the corners, and Raylan Heredia representing the go-ahead run. He hit a home run in his last game on Sunday, a solo shot in the fifth against Lakeland, and now has a chance to give the Threshers the lead if he hits another one. First pitch to Heredia, slider outside, and it's 1-0. Ocean Gabonia, the pitcher for the Tarpons, a guy the Threshers saw a couple of times last season. 6-10 ERA on the year for Gabonia. Another native of Hilo, Hawaii, was signed by the Yankees in 2021 after some productive years at Everett Community College. 0-1 on the season is Gabonia, 9 Ks in 10 and a third innings. And now two on with no one out, and a 1-0 count to Heredia. Next pitch, slider on the outside corner for a called strike one. So two balls and one strike, the count to Heredia. With Saltabon on third, Thomas, not a great runner on first, but catcher speed, a smart runner. So Heredia looking for one in the gap here. Now the 2-1. Swing and a miss on the slider, and it's 2-2. New baseball coming for Ocean Gabonia, who has been on the Tarpons over the past three seasons, beginning his minor league career in 2021 as an undrafted free agent signed by the Yankees. Now a 2-2 count to Heredia, the pitch. This one high in the air, deep out to right field. In front of the track is Morales. He'll make the catch, and Saltabon's going to tag up and head for home. Throws cut off at second base, and one run of the two-run lead is erased on the RBI from Heredia. Second sacrifice fly of the game for the Threshers, and now the score is 9-8. Go-ahead run remains in the batter's box as Nico Poaca-Grego now replaces Heredia at the plate. Thomas still on first as Heredia gets his second RBI of the season to cut the deficit to 9-8. Pawlaka Grego with a double already today. He is 1-for-3, reaching on an error in his last at-bat and taking a fastball outside for ball number one. Left-on-right matchup, and then the power-hitting Kotowski on deck with one out and a man on first here in the top of the eighth inning. Now the 1-0. Ground ball to first. This could be two. Spins and goes to first for one. Now on to first. Double play as it is a 3-6-3 double play to end the eighth inning. But the Threshers get a run back. No one stranded aboard. One hit, no errors, nobody left. And it's 9-8 Tampa heading to the bottom of the eighth.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Hair Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Chase Hopewell, the new pitcher for the Threshers, starting off Dylan Hasso with a 1-0 count. 9-8 lead for the Tarpons here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The fastball goes underneath the glove of Thomas and brings the count even at one ball and one strike. Hasso led off the seventh with a single off of Josh Bortka, who is now in line for the loss after letting up four runs on five hits in one inning of work. Check swing, but it's a strike anyway. 95 on the gun from Hopewell, and the count is now 1-2 to the Tarpons first baseman. So one ball, two strikes. Hopewell, whose 95-mile-an-hour fastball is his big pitch, as Hasso pokes this one foul over the Tarpons bullpen on the right field side to keep it a 1-2. Hopewell, a fastball that hits 96, slider, curve, and a change for the undrafted free agent out of Cincinnati. In his seventh relief appearance, he has allowed seven earned runs in 6 2/3 innings, four walks, nine strikeouts, but is 2-for-2 when the game is on the line with a save. 1-2 pitch, hit in the air, out to deep center field. Owusu Asidu on his horse, going back into dead center, and that ball is off the wall. Owusu Asidu picks it up, fires the cutoff throw to Miller. And that is a leadoff double for Dylan Hasso. Hits in back-to-back frames to lead off innings. And the Tarpons offense has really turned up in the late game. Now with 14 hits over the last three innings, after getting four hits in the first two frames, 10 hits and eight runs over the last three innings and change for the Tarpons. As we're here in the bottom of the eighth with a one-run lead for Tampa. Hopewell trying to keep it at one run as Willie Montero steps up to the plate, takes a fastball on the outside edge for a called strike one. Willie, 1-for-4 on the day, reached on an error but singled and scored back in the seventh inning. Now the 0-1 coming to Montero. Fastball just missing low, and it's 1-1. The Threshers have still been putting up runs on these Tarpons. Just Tampa is matching them bit by bit. This one hit on the ground too short. Miller sends a quick throw to first in time to Katowski for the first out of the eighth inning. And he is just a vacuum over at shortstop. It's Aiden Miller making that look easy to get the first out of the second eighth inning and keeping Hasso on second base. So one Montero begets the other, as Hans, with a better day than the man who shares his last name so far, 2-for-3, walked and scored in the seventh. Double and a single comprise his two hits. So hopes to keep him off the base paths with one out in a tight one-run game here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 14 hits to 8 in favor of Tampa, but the Threshers still very much alive in this game. And the fastball dumped foul off the netting, and it's an 0-1 count to Hans Montero. So he's 2-for-3 on the day, bringing his average up to .238 on the season, with an on-base percentage of .333 after two extra base knocks and a walk tonight. 0-1. Fastball just missing outside, and it's 1-1. And those breaking pitches are really complimentary for Chase Hopewell, who does most of his work with that fastball, but still mix in the three breaking pitches to throw hitters off. 1-1, fastball upstairs, and it's 2-1. And anyone with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball would certainly want to throw that pitch as much as he can, and Hopewell throws the fastball with ease in terms of accuracy and regularity. 2-1 pitch, fastball cut on and missed, blown right by Montero at 96 miles an hour. And the count squares up at 2-2. So Hasso on second, one out in the eighth inning. And Hopewell now with the 2-2. Breaking ball just missing on the outside corner. 3-2 the count. That looked to me like it was a strike, but Zach Hovick a whole lot closer. Payoff pitch coming with one out. Hopewell fires home. Fastball looped in the air down the right field line. Foul. And we'll do it again at 3-2. Payoff pitch, fastball upstairs, holds up the swing, and he's rung up by Larry Pettis. And the Tarpons fans don't like that, but Hopewell gets the call on the strike three, getting his first K of the day, and a clutch second out for the Threshers. Two gone, and the lefty Kobe Morales up at the plate. RBI knock in the seventh inning. He is 2-for-4 on the day with a run, ribby, and stolen base. Fastball inside, and it's a 1-0 count to Morales, who has played two different positions in three games this week for Tampa. Two games yesterday at first out in right field tonight for the Tarpons. 19 ribbies on the season for Morales as Hopewell deals. Fastball low, and it's 2-0. First and third base open, but Hopewell certainly trying to end the inning here. It's been a key part of the back end of the Threshers' rotation so far at the beginning of the season. 2-0 count with two outs in the bottom eighth. Now here's the pitch. Fastball hit in the air, but foul down the third baseline, and it's 2-1. Two on the count, two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hopewell sets himself up at the belt. 9 seconds on the pitch clock as he scans the base paths. Now he deals the 2-1. Fastball taken into left field for a base hit. Morales will be waved around. Viers has a strong arm. He sends it home well in time. Tag applied by Thomas and a huge out number 3 getting the run at home plate. Jordan Viers with a cannon to save a crucial run and give the Threshers some momentum heading into the ninth inning. Morales charged with a single, but Viers on a 7-2 throw gets the final out of the eighth inning. We head to the ninth as the Tarpons held scoreless for the first time since the fourth inning. The Threshers looking to get at least one more run against a new pitcher in the ninth inning. 9-8 the score, ninth inning next. Don't go anywhere.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
So Ocean Gabonia somewhat surprisingly remaining in the game. He allowed a run on a hit in the eighth inning. And Jordan Viers with a crucial outfield assist to set the Threshers up, down by a run in the ninth. 0-1 the count to Katowski, a guy who has the power to tie this game with one swing of the bat. 0-1 the count. Now the pitch from Gabonia, taken the other way, sprayed foul down the right field line. A quick 0-2 count to Katowski, who has scored all three times he has made a plate appearance. And it's an 0-2 count now. He's 1-for-3 on the day. Breaking ball called strike three. That did not look close, but Gabonia gets the strikeout looking for the first down in the ninth. But the base is clear, top of the Threshers' order, and Caden Hediger comes in, reaching on a fielder's choice in his last at-bat in the seventh, and is 1-for-4 with an RBI single in the fifth. Threshers down to their last two batters, 9-8 to score, as Tampa has held the lead since the four-run seventh. Hediger fouls one off of himself, and the count is 0-1 as he'll take a walk around the plate to shake that one off. 9-8 the score, 15 hits to eight for the Threshers here in the top of the ninth inning. They trail by one, though, so still very much in this game as Clearwater has made use of the chances that they have had, and they need to clutch up to try and make it five straight innings with a run and keep this game going. 0-1 to Hediger now. Breaking ball inside, and it's 1-1. Miller and Owusu Asiedu to come up and follow Hediger. Owusu Asiedu to come up if Hediger can get on base, which he has done at a 333% clip. He spanks a breaking ball into the netting behind home plate, and the count's 1-2. Two errors apiece. Threshers with eight hits. Tarpons with nine, and Tampa leading by a run. So one ball, two strikes, one out, and Gabonia sets and deals. Hediger takes a fastball for a called strike three, and that's a tough one to let go by. Center cut, and back-to-back strikeouts looking to start the ninth inning for the Threshers, and now Aiden Miller with a home run already today, trying to keep this game going. Doesn't necessarily need a home run, but you know he can hit one, as Miller has a lot of power in that bat. Three homers on the season, OPS over 900, as he pops a fastball foul behind home plate to start off the at-bat.
at 0-1.
A triple would give Miller the cycle as he takes a slider outside to even the count at 1-1. Two outs. Miller, the last chance to continue this game for the Threshers, a game that they have really had in their control for most of the game, and he ropes a double down the left field line for a base hit. That'll be extra bases for Miller as it fished out of the corner by Aguilar. And this game just got even more interesting. With Miller's speed, a single by Owusu Isiadu should be enough to bring him home, as Aiden Miller has his second four-hit game of the season with a two-out double in the ninth inning. Ninth hit of the game for the Threshers, and Avery Owusu Isiadu coming up to the plate. He is 0-for-1 on the day, walked in the fifth and struck out his last time up. Miller on second base with two outs, representing the tying run. And the slider catches the outside corner for a called strike one. And Owusu Isiadu, one homer, seven RBIs on the season. He had a ribby double in the three-run third yesterday. Here's the 0-1. Fastball upstairs, counts at 1-1. Gabonia allowed one run on a hit last inning. And is looking for what would be the win. 1-1. Taken the other way, but it's foul. And Owusu Isiadu now down to his final strike. Jordan Viers, who has been the architect of many a clutch hit for the Threshers this season, is waiting in the on-deck circle, hoping to get a chance as Owusu Isiadu looking to put the ball in some green grass to try and keep this game going. 1-2. This one popped foul. That's going to go out of play, and we'll keep it at 1-2. Still a 1-2 count. Miller staying with a short lead off of second base. And 1-2 coming to Owusu Isiadu. The pitch taken the other way again. He's zeroing in on the pitches from Gabonia, fouling off another breaking ball to keep this game alive at a 1-2 count. Three pitches in a row knocked foul by Owusu Isiadu. Still a 1-2 count. Threshers looking to reach double-digit hits and keep this game alive as the fastball misses away. 2-2 count to Owusu Isiadu. The entirety of both teams at the dugout railing in a nail-biter here in Tampa. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, breaking ball, missing outside, and it's a full count to Owusu Isiadu. Miller likely to stay on second. First base open to Owusu Isiadu. Just trying to get himself aboard to keep this game alive. The payoff pitch fouled again by Owusu Isiadu. His fifth ball fouled away in this at bat. Three of those coming with two strikes. And we stay full at 3-2. Didn't start the game for the Threshers, did Owusu Isiadu. And he certainly doesn't want to be the one to finish it. Payoff pitch, and that'll do it. Swing and a miss for strike three. Ocean Gabonia fights off a two-out double from Aiden Miller. And the Threshers drop game three in Tampa. The first place Threshers falling to the last place Tarpons. And they are now in danger of losing their grip on first place in the Florida State League. Josh Bortka gets the loss for the Threshers. Aaron Nixon the win, and Ocean Gabonia the save. Threshers strand a run in scoring position in the ninth inning. Gabonia gets three strikeouts, and he gets his first save of the season with Aaron Nixon earning his first win of 2023. I'll give you a quick recap of this one, and then we'll go home. Back-to-back two-out hits in the bottom of the first inning. earn the first run of the game for the Tampa Tarpons. A one-out double by Nico Pouaka-Grego off of Tampa reliever Cade Smith started a rally for Clearwater as Pouaka-Grego scored on a single by Dakota Katowski to tie the game. Two batters later, Aiden Miller ripped a double down the left field line that plated Katowski and gave the Threshers a 2-1 lead. Katowski reached on an error with two outs in the fifth inning, which proves costly for the Tarpons. Caden Hediger followed with a single to right center that scored Katowski from second, and Aiden Miller drilled a two-run homer to bring the Threshers' advantage up to 5-1. The Tarpons got two runs back in the home half of the fifth inning on a two-run homer that cut the Threshers' lead to 5-3. Jordan Viers led off the sixth with a double to left and moved to third on a groundout. With two strikes on him, Jared Thomas sent a deep fly to left center that turned into a sacrifice fly, with Viers scoring from third on the tag to bring the Threshers' lead back up to 3. Tampa added two more runs in the bottom of the sixth on a two-out single to cut the Threshers' advantage to 6-5. Pouaka-Grego reached on an error to start the seventh and moved to second on a walk to Katowski. He was tagged out at the plate on a fielder's choice, but Miller drove in a run on a single to left center, which brought Katowski home and gave the Threshers a 7-5 lead. Clearwater's lead evaporated in the eighth, with the Tarpons plating four runs on five hits to take a 9-7 advantage. The first two Threshers batters reached in the eighth with a walk to Devin Saltabon and a single for Jared Thomas that moved Saltabon to third. Raylan Heredia hit a sacrifice fly to deep right that scored Saltabon, bringing the Threshers back within one run. Aiden Miller provided a two-out double in the ninth inning, but all three outs were recorded by the strikeout as the Threshers dropped the third game of the series in a 9-8 margin. They lost to Bortka. He's 0-1 in his first appearance of the season. First save of the year for Gabonia and first win of the year for Aaron Nixon. Tarpons improved to 10-20. Threshers dropped to 19-11. 9-8 the score. Threshers look to even up the series when they return tomorrow. Back to Tampa, another 6:30 contest here at Steinbrenner Field. That's going to do it for tonight, though. I'll be back right before first pitch with a little bit of pregame coverage as the Threshers look to get their second win of the series against the Tarpons here in Tampa. Until then, my name is Josh Sperber, and on behalf of everyone here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to today's broadcast. Appreciate you listening. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow. And until then, enjoy your Wednesday night.